Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we'll talk with Edgewood Baseball and IU commit Luke Hayden, along with his head and assistant coach at Edgewood High School, Bob and Sam Jones. We will talk Grace Berger winning gold in the AmeriCup tournament in Puerto Rico, IU Athletics going to 100% capacity in the fall, and a whole lot more. So let's talk sports. We'll start with the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team getting a win over the State Line Seminoles 20-14 Saturday night at Danville High School. The Seminoles showed the true definition of Iron Man football, playing with just 10 guys the entire way. The Seminoles scored first on the 34-yard touchdown run with 23.3 seconds to go to make it 6-0 in the first quarter. The Cutters got a safety to make it 6-2 with 7:43 left before halftime, and then Cantrell Harris had a 40-yard punt return for a touchdown with 2:10 to go as the Cutters took the lead 8-6. The Seminoles struck again on a 24-yard touchdown pass with 8:30 to go in the third quarter, and the two-point conversion made it 14-8. Sidney Moore, who had fumbled earlier in the third quarter, redeemed himself with a 25-yard touchdown run to tie it up 14-14 with 16 seconds left in the third quarter. And then Laz Bolton added a 1-yard touchdown run with 11:39 to go in the fourth quarter to make it 20-14, and then the Seminoles had a player ejected due to an unsportsmanlike penalty, which left them with 9 players and ended the game with 11:39 to go in the fourth quarter. The Cutters are now 2-1 and hit the road this Saturday to take on the Kentucky Cardinals in Bardstown, Kentucky. IU Athletics announced a return to normal for the 21-22 fall school year with 100% capacity for all athletic events. It was a most unusual year for IU Athletics, as only families were allowed into Assembly Hall and Memorial Stadium, Bart Kaufman Field, Andy Moore Field, and all other IU facilities. But it will be great news for Hoosier fans this year as we return to normal with full capacity at Memorial Stadium and Assembly Hall and all other IU facilities this coming school year. IU women's basketball player Grace Berger won gold in the FIBA AmeriCup tournament down in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The U.S. beat Puerto Rico 74-59 on Saturday night. Berger played 4 minutes, was 0-for-1 from the field, had a rebound and a block. Friday night, the Americans beat Brazil 71-60 as Berger played 4 minutes, was 0-for-1 from the field, and had a rebound. 6 games, Berger scored 31 points, 19 rebounds, 11 assists, 6 steals, 2 blocks, was 11-for-26 from the field for 42%, 0-3 from 3 for 0%, and 9-for-11 from the field for 81%. The Americans now will play in a qualifying tournament next year for a chance to play in the 2022 FIBA World Cup in Australia. The Indiana Fever are 1-14 and have lost 10 straight, lost to Seattle twice, 87-70, 79-69, and lost at Washington 82-77. They're home this Thursday when they host Dallas, 7 p.m. on CBS Sports Network. The Indianapolis Indians are 23-18, beat Memphis 6-1 Tuesday, 6-1 on Wednesday, 3-2 on Thursday, lost Friday 10-1, 1 Saturday 11-5, and 1 Sunday 8-7. They are in action tomorrow through Sunday at Louisville. And the Indy 11 are 4-4-1 with 13 points on the season. They lost at home to the Pittsburgh Riverhounds 1-0 last Tuesday, and after the game, head coach Martin Rennie was let go. Rennie, in 3.5 years with the 11, went 42-31-19, but the 11 rebounded on Sunday to beat Sporting Kansas City 2-1 on the road. Up next Saturday, 7:30 at Louisville City FC, and you can see that game on WNDY Channel 23. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. Bloomington South finished fourth with a score of 620 at the Boys State Golf Finals at the Prairie View Golf Club in Carmel on Tuesday and Wednesday. Center Grove won the state championship with a score of 606. Garen Catholic was second with a score of 607, and Carmel third with a score of 612. Cash Beller of Peru won the individual title with an individual score of 138. And the final state championships of the 2021 school year are tonight and tomorrow with the baseball state finals at Victory Field in Indianapolis. Tonight in Class 1A, it's Washington Township against Shackamack. And in 2A, Eastside versus Providence. Tomorrow, in Class 3A, Hanover Central against Southridge. And in Class 4A, Fishers against Jasper. That is a look at our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update. When we come back, we will talk with Edgewood baseball grad and incoming IU freshman Luke Hayden, along with his coaches Bob and Sam Jones. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest, Edgewood baseball and recent grad and future IU Hoosier Luke Hayden, along with head baseball coach Bob Jones and assistant Sam Jones. Luke, pleasure to have you on. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations. How's it feel to be out of high school and start summer school?
I feel good about it. I mean, I love playing high school ball, but I am ready to move on to the college level. And like you said, I move out Saturday and start summer school Monday with in-person classes. So I'm excited for it. Work out at the awesome facilities and stadium. So definitely excited about all of it.
You committed to IU basically as a sophomore. What made you decide that IU was the place for you?
I think the biggest thing was the coaching staff. Obviously, you know, facilities are great. I think they're getting better every year. It's right down the road from where I live. So all those things kind of together is what really made me decide. But really, the coaching staff's great. Lamonis left, I think it was after my freshman year. And I knew Mercer and I knew Parker. So talked to them and, you know, they're great guys. And they're someone I really want to play for in college. So that was kind of the big deciding factor.
You had an awesome senior season pitching. You know, 62.2 innings pitched, 11 games, 10 starts, 7-2 record, gave up just 19 hits, 14 runs, 22 walks, 143 strikeouts, 7 earned runs, 3 hit, 3 batters. Just talk about the season overall. You guys got to won the sectional, lost to Northview in the regional. Just talk about your experience overall at Edgewood.
It was great. I mean, coming into this year, we kind of knew we didn't have the experience that we did sophomore year. I think Coleman and I were the only two players this year that has started varsity before at Edgewood. So we knew going into it, there was going to be a lot of younger kids playing. And we knew that there would be our ups and downs, which there were. I mean, we started out 4-7. But as the season went on, all those younger kids started hitting the ball a lot better. And I think they just had to get used to it a little bit, which they did. So that was good. Going into to regionals, I mean, we were debating on starting me that first game, or we were debating starting Connor and having Coleman come in. We kind of wanted to set ourselves up to win the regional and not just win the first game. It didn't go our way, you know, but I think that kind of goes back to, you know, really none of the kids on that team have been in an environment like that before. So it was definitely, we had a good year, especially we started out, you know, a little slow. So just seeing that progress throughout the year was great to see. But yeah, I think it was a good year.
Yeah, Edgewood got off to a rough start, obviously, with your schedule front-loaded with a lot of tough teams. How did you guys deal with that adversity and have it help you prepare for that sectional championship run?
Yeah, I think we all kind of knew who we had to face in sectionals, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy. So we did. We had a really good schedule, really tough schedule. Our first 2 or 3 games, we were 1-2, and we got walked off twice. You know, we all kind of knew what the goal was. We all knew we had to beat Vigo to win a sectional. We battled, and, you know, those freshmen, I think we started maybe three freshmen. They battled. They learned from their mistakes. But, yeah, I think everyone liked playing a tougher schedule. I mean, going to Jasper, having Jasper beat, going to the last inning, I think it just made us better because, you know, I don't think a lot of the teams in our sectional play that kind of schedule. It just prepared us better.
Jasper, of course, is where the Hall of Fame tournament is, and they have made the 4A state finals this year. Bob and Sam, you both have coached down there in a semi-state or two and have been invited to play down there in some tournaments and stuff. Luke, what is that experience like to play at one of the best fields in Indiana for high school in Jasper?
It's definitely, I think you can ask any player on Edgewood. It's probably one of the most fun things we do throughout the season. Just that environment, it's an awesome place to play. They're always really, really good, which is awesome to play them. But that whole kind of weekend's pretty cool. We play Jasper, then we kind of think we stay in a hotel, and then we come back for 2 more games Saturday. But playing Jasper is always awesome because it's always a great game. I think we've had 3 really, really good games against them in my career at Edgewood. At least 2 of them were one-run games. And just that atmosphere is awesome. They have a great grounds crew. They always get their field ready. This year we had like a 3-hour rain delay, which if we were probably anywhere else except for Grand Park, we probably wouldn't have got that game in. But we sat around, we waited, and we got it in. So it's awesome going down there.
You also will have a familiar face in the clubhouse when you get over to Bart Kaufman Field and Jasper grad and MLB great Scott Rowland. Have you got to meet him yet? And has he given you any advice about what to expect when you get on campus?
Yeah, I know him pretty well. Anytime I see him out, I'll talk to him. Never really talked much about getting on campus. Every time I see him, he just, you know, kind of tells me to keep working and he's watching. And, but yeah, I'm definitely excited to get to know him a lot better in the future. But yeah, anytime I see him around, cause I'll see him at tier 10 or I'll see him at one of the schools sometimes, we'll sit and talk for a little bit.
Now, Bob and Sam, you guys had a great year, obviously making it to the regional semifinals, losing to Northview, but winning a sectional championship. Just talk about the experience this year and what it's like to have a kid like Luke for 4 years.
One thing that's nice is, you know, when Luke's going to be on the mound, you know, if we can put together our offense, you know, get some runs for him, we know we're pretty much in any ball game where he goes out to the pitch. And then just having his experience, you know, and his leadership out there, you know, kind of builds the confidence of the other guys. They need to step up their game a little bit too. And that just helps the entire program.
I think to go with that, I think that all the guys, whether it be freshmen through seniors, they see the time and the effort that Luke puts into his preparation and where it's taken him. And it really has set a tone. And that's something that Luke may not see it right away, but if even if he doesn't, he will see it in the next couple of years as our underclassmen who have witnessed what he's done over the last couple of years, that work ethic and what it takes to get to that level, that's a legacy that's left that other people will feed off of. We personally could sit back and reflect on the impact that he had, just his presence more than anything, and leading by example. And so this year we needed that. If we don't have guys like Luke and Coleman that are leading out front and showing everyone what success looks like, we don't go from 4-6 or 4-7 to 19-9. We probably stay at a 500 ball club and lose in the sectional. And that's because the guys see the value in his leadership and Coleman's leadership, and they see that drive that they have, and they want to match that because of the respect that they have for the preparation and the work they've done.
I've already talked to two other guys, and they've already decided that they need to start by lifting weights now, and they've already got a throwing program, and they've got people to lined up to help them start hitting. So they see the success Luke has had, and they say, I need to start now. They say, hey, I need to step my game up, and I don't need to wait. That's just like academically, you know. I tell my freshmen when they came in, this is the first day of the rest of your life. You know, if you don't produce now, you're not going to produce later, and you can't expect to catch up. And that's the same way in baseball, same way in life.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Luke Haydens of Edgewood High School. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
This is Indiana University Senior Associate Athletic Director Jeremy Gray, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, Edgewood baseballer and future IU Hoosier Luke Haydens, along with Edgewood baseball coach Bob Jones and assistant coach Sam Jones. Luke, we were talking about the accomplishments and your impact on Edgewood High School. Three no-hitters this year, twice against Solvent, one against Indian Creek, and also your teammates Connor Thummel and Coleman Sater combined for one against Owen Valley. What is your biggest accomplishment, you think, that you've had so far at Edgewood?
I think the state run. I think that has to be the biggest accomplishment, just, you know, being the first one in Edgewood history and not many people thinking that it was going to happen. I think that whole collective postseason run has to be probably one of the biggest accomplishments.
You led the team and you had a .494 batting average. You led the team in home runs and hits, and you were second in RBIs to Coleman Sater. How do you feel as a senior always leading by example to the rest of your teammates?
I think you kind of have to, especially with the young team we had this year. You know, I'm not as much of a vocal guy as some people. So I do kind of like to lead by example more than, you know, using my voice. So, yeah, like I said, I think with a young team that we had, I think, like I said, we had probably three or four starters with freshmen. You kind of had to, and they kind of would pick up on that. And I think that's kind of why we got better throughout the year, was especially from the hitting part, because they kind of changed their approach. We kind of talked with them about different kinds of, you know, O2 swings. You don't got to go up there and swing for the fences and just stuff like that.
Bob, Sam, you guys had a very veteran senior class this year, along with Luke Haydens. Coleman Sater is a very accomplished baseball player. So just talk about that senior class in general.
Well, all together, I mean, Lane Deckard and Luke and Coleman, a couple of those guys, Dawson Blueball was new to the situation.
Logan Knight
was new to the situation.
Andrew Waters, Jaren Jackson.
None of those others had varsity experience, but, Jaren Jackson coming back from Florida and joining us, not being with us for years. So you took those guys that have been around in the program, and, again, their work ethic and passing information on was very valuable. And knowing that, even if they didn't start, that if they went to, maybe got to pinch hit or something, take advantage either with the bunt or even being a designated runner, doing the job and taking extra bases when needed to, and using your mental aspect rather than physical.
Luke, you got to play your sophomore season at your future home, Bart Kaufman Field, against Linton. How cool was that to get to play in the place that you knew a couple years down the road you were going to get to call home in college?
It was cool. I really liked playing, obviously, with Vikramba, but I liked playing against Kip and Josh. It was a really good game, and there was definitely some texting back and forth afterwards with the guys. But, no, it was awesome. It was a great crowd, a great game. Linton's pretty good. It was fun.
And, of course, Ethan Vikramba from Edgewood, at IU, Kip Fugers and Josh Fine from Linton also at IU. So how cool is that now that those guys that you played against are now going to be your teammates?
It's cool. I think Josh is going to be one of my roommates freshman year. But it's going to be awesome getting back together with Kip, and because I played with Kip during the fall with Team Indiana. So I played with him. I played with Ethan, obviously, for 2 years. But it's going to be awesome to play with him again, just at a new place.
What's your plans academically? What are you going to major in? And what's your obviously, you're doing summer school. So what's your class load going to be for summer and fall?
It's not terrible. I have a class in person Monday through Friday. It's like IU history or something. It's like an hour and a half a day. That's going to be terrible. Then I have an online health class that starts like July 6th over the summer, both of them in July 30th. And then fall, I have 3 in-person classes, 2 online. The in-persons are like Monday and Wednesday, and then one's Tuesday, Thursday. But it's not going to be terrible, I don't think. Right now, I'm going to major in sports marketing and management. I'm almost positive that's what I want to do. So that's what I'm going to go in there with. But yeah, I'm excited. I don't think it's going to be terrible this summer. It's only like 6 weeks.
With no junior season due to the COVID-19 pandemic, how hard was that not to have the season? And then how excited were you to get back for your senior year?
I would get ran off the field every day because they had those fields locked up. So our principal would kick me off the field. And I ended up having to throw. I would go to tier 10 and I would throw live bullpens in the cages for like 5 months. I would throw to Vikramba, I would throw to Kip. But we kind of had to get our work done down there because everything else was kind of closed off. But it sucked. I mean, we were, especially after our sophomore year going to state, and we were going to have another really, really good team junior year. And so we were all kind of looking forward to it. So then canceling that, it wasn't great. But then I think travel ball picked up in like July. So we went from like January to July, kind of not doing a whole lot on the baseball field. So finally getting back out there, I think it was like Alabama was great, but it just made us more excited for this year. Yeah, we were ready to go this year.
Bob and Sam, I know we talked back in March about how excited the guys were to have the season and to get going. Did you just see the energy from day one once they got back after a long layoff?
Yes. There was a sense of urgency. Our guys wanted to get – one, they wanted to get out there. But two, I think they really wanted that success right away. And I think that was something that, again, kudos to our senior leadership, our junior leadership, and our program, because when we expect success, we're at a level now where we just expect to win because our kids put in the time and the effort, and we trust the things that we're working on. But when we didn't have that success, they could have made one or two decisions. They could have shut down. They could have just started, caring about their individual statistics. But they handled the adversity by coming together even closer. And that unity through a struggle after losing the 2020 season was something that was really positive for us as coaches to see them handle that adversity and still find a way to be successful instead of letting it define them and say, well, we shouldn't be successful because we have two returners that have any varsity experience in an Edgewood jersey. We have seven new guys in the lineup. We have, I mean, even, you know, Coleman struggled early and came on like a, you know, caught on like a wildfire. Luke was very steady throughout the year and still even at times felt like I know he was frustrated with sometimes of his offensive output occasionally, you know, just with our conversations in the dugout during games. So, you know, there was a lot of excitement. And then all of a sudden it was kind of a sobering moment when we're sitting there at 4-6 and we're just like, well, what now? And that's where the leadership, that's where leading by example really kicked in. You see the end product.
We sit down as a whole group and we talked about what do we need to change? What do we need to work on more? You know, and the team basically said, you know, we need to figure and maybe see more speed on our pitching. You know, obviously I don't throw hard and Matt throws harder, but, you know, getting that pitching machine and, you know, get their timing and things a little bit better. I think, you know, that even though the pitching machine's not perfect, you know, you were seeing, you know, different pitches a little faster. And I think it helped their timing quite a bit. But again, you know, the team just decided, hey, and we saw those couple games we lost, you know, in walk-offs. We knew we were competitive. We just had to put things together and put the pieces together of that puzzle and say, okay, which is what we want to do. We want to be productive. We can be productive. And how are we going to do it?
Luke, who's your favorite baseball team and baseball player?
Honestly, I don't really have a team. I kind of just watch different players. But my favorite player is Trevor Bauer, without a doubt. But I'd say if I had to pick a team, it'd have to be the Cubs. And I know that's going to make Sam mad. But I'd say the Cubs, just because I grew up watching them for so long.
Just for the record, we know that Sam and Bob are diehard St. Louis Cardinal fans, so I was just curious to see what the answer was going to be. But, gentlemen, I thank you very much for joining me. Luke, congratulations. Best of luck at IU. We'll definitely be following. And Sam and Bob, thank you so much for joining me. Bob, by the way, congratulations on your 500th career victory as a baseball coach.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys coming on, and thank you very much. My thanks to Luke Hayden, Bob, and Sam Jones for being my guests this week. Hayden has been selected for the Indiana North-South Baseball All-Stars Series that will be held this Friday through Sunday at both the University of Evansville and Bossy Field. There will be a noon doubleheader Saturday at Evansville, followed by a wooden bat single game on Sunday at Bossy Field at 11 a.m. Those are both Central Time. The North leads the series 68-63 all time against the South All-Stars. Annalisa Crane has been selected Indiana Miss Track and Field. The runner from Edgewood High School will go to the University of Illinois next season. And Taylor Minnick played in the Indiana North-South Softball All-Star Series at Decatur Central Saturday. She is from Edgewood and will attend Indiana University this fall. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors. On behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.